And let's learn more now about the suspect in the shootings, Major Nidal Hassan. We have more details about his past and just how long the Army was concerned about him. Before we say anything more, we should point out that Major Hassan is considered innocent until proven otherwise, and information about his past does not prove he committed crimes at Fort Hood. Still, this is a time when investigators will look into the suspect's past. We told you that his performance and his psychological state repeatedly came under question by his supervisors, and now we can say those concerns go back a couple of years. NPR's Daniel Swerdling has been covering this story. Good morning once again.
Good morning, Steve.
What were Hassan's supervisors concerned about in his work as an Army psychiatrist?
They were concerned going back many years, but let's go back to the spring of 2007, because a new big boss took over the psychiatric resident program at Walter Reed. He oversaw Hassan among all the other residents.
This is the hospital where he was working.
Exactly. His name is Scott Moran, Major Scott Moran, and according to all my sources, he took one look at Hassan's training file, his personnel folder, and said, he's a bad doctor. We should fire him. And it had nothing to do with his personal Islamic beliefs. It had to do with his professional behavior. For example, he would proselytize to patients. He apparently told one patient, Islam can save your soul. He hardly saw any patients. You know, this was a time when Walter Reed was and still is overwhelmed with people with post-traumatic stress disorder, traumatic brain injury. He was seeing an average of one patient a week or less for the previous year. So Scott Moran apparently put a package together to go to the committees that have to, you know, vote, you know, will we get rid of somebody? And they blocked it. They basically said, look, the procedures for getting rid of a doctor are so cumbersome and so lengthy that let's just, you know, not pursue that course.
And this is something that you have been interested in for quite some time, this question of how do you get rid of a bad doctor. We should clarify for listeners that your sources aren't going on record here. This is under investigation. But what kinds of conversations were they having about Major Hassan?
That's right. And so the sources I've talked to are psychiatrists and officials who are privy to other people's conversations, who oversee the committees and that sort of thing. I'm sorry, just repeat that question.
Oh, what kinds of conversations were they having about Major Hassan?
Well, they, starting in the spring of 2008, so this is just a year and a half ago, some of his supervisors at Walter Reed and also at the university where he was getting his fellowship started actually talking to each other about, do we think Nidal Hassan might be psychotic? And psychotic, people throw this around. It basically means out of touch with reality. He often seemed to be in another world and sort of, they said he, well, here's an example. His professors kept telling him, and I've gotten documents that show this, they kept saying basically, Nidal, you are doing a really bad job. Your academic work stinks, basically. I'm paraphrasing here. And they would try to help him. They would bend over backwards to say, here's how you might make your project more academic. Here's how you could do better work as a psychiatrist. And he often just sort of blew them off, ignored them, went in his own direction, and they felt he might really be mentally unbalanced.
He's a psychiatrist. He's working with other psychiatrists. Did anybody suggest that maybe he himself needed help?
I asked one of the psychiatrists this question. I said, did you ever send him to mental health evaluation? And there was a silence, and this guy just stared at me. He said, you know what? We never did. And he said, you know, we're all psychiatrists, so we, I guess, sort of thought that we were always evaluating him every day. And I said, wait a minute, but your colleagues, you can't. No, he said, no. He said, but we never sent him to a mental health evaluation.
Is this making doctors at Walter Reed ask themselves if they are doing enough to evaluate the people around them and who should be in the job?
Some officials at Walter Reed are now saying, you know what, we need to raise this as a big question. Is there an easier way to crack down on doctors who aren't doing a good job?
Daniel, thanks very much.
Thank you, Steve.
That's NPR's Daniel Swerdling in our studios this morning.